NPR's Deborah Amos was recently in Tripoli before the current violence began, and as she reports, the fighting is part of a larger trend. Militant groups linked to, or at least inspired by, Al-Qaeda have been growing among the Sunni Arabs of Lebanon. And that adds one more element of instability in a country stuck in a five-month-old political crisis.
This is Tripoli, Lebanon's second-largest city, poor, run down, neglected by the central government, the scene of intense fighting between the Lebanese army and Islamist militants. Some militant groups proclaim their presence here with black flags posted in traffic islands and on street corners. It is a radical signature, says Ali Ibrahim, who works with an established Islamist group in the city.
There is not an area that's radical, but there, in every poor area, you will find groups of radicalization. This is like fertile ground.
The war in Iraq has accelerated recruitment. Some in Tripoli have joined the Sunni insurgency there and come back to sign up others. Lebanese security sources say neighboring Syria is a part of the problem, turning a blind eye to a smuggling route from Iraq through Syria to this northern Lebanese town. Syria denies any involvement. Security sources add Al-Qaeda is a new element in the radical mix. Fatah al-Islam, inspired by Al-Qaeda, is the group that challenged the Lebanese army. Bruce Rydell, a security analyst in Washington, says Lebanon's political crisis is an opening for Al-Qaeda. The government has been paralyzed since December, when Shiite cabinet ministers resigned and the opposition launched a campaign to topple the government.
It's precisely the kind of political meltdown that Al-Qaeda thrives in.
Al-Qaeda looks for local groups with a shared ideology, says Rydell. There are many among Lebanon's Sunni Muslim militants.
It particularly looks for franchises in failed or failing states. Lebanon, a divided state, is perfectly made for Al-Qaeda to operate within. And we've seen in the last year or so Al-Qaeda trying to put down roots there.
Now, the fight is against Al-Qaeda in the north, but tomorrow the struggle could be in the south. Bruce Rydell says there, Al-Qaeda's declared enemy is UNIFIL, the United Nations peacekeeping force.
Al-Qaeda, from the beginning of the war last summer, has said that UNIFIL is nothing more than another crusader army intervening in the Middle East in order to serve the interests of Israel and the United States. They made it very clear that they regard UNIFIL as a legitimate target.
So far, the Shiites of South Lebanon don't see it that way. This is Hezbollah country, not fertile ground for Al-Qaeda recruiting. It's part of the centuries-old divide in Islam. Al-Qaeda's leadership advocates a strict interpretation of Sunni Islam. That is a message the Shiites of the South do not buy. But the Al-Qaeda threat makes the thousands of peacekeepers here vulnerable. They cannot stay behind protective sandbags. Part of their mission is to be out among the people. At this high school in Bin Jabal, a Hezbollah stronghold, UNIFIL officers listen to the concerns of town mayors and other local officials. UNIFIL commanders get intelligence reports from UN headquarters, but Bilal Saab, a Lebanese security specialist in Washington, says UNIFIL operates with a major handicap.
UNIFIL lacks the authority to conduct on the ground counterterrorism and intelligence procurement activity. It's just not there in the mandate.
And that means, he says, UNIFIL must depend on Lebanon's security services.
They rely essentially on the Lebanese government to protect them. And guess what? The Lebanese government is just incapable of doing that. This is a fragmented, divided, incompetent security apparatus. And that's why UNIFIL is freaking out.
UNIFIL officials deny they are overly concerned about Al-Qaeda's threats. And Ali Bazi, a Shiite member of parliament who represents Bin Jabal, says UNIFIL is safe here from Al-Qaeda.
As long as we are concerned here, I think they are safe. They are safe.
Hezbollah has grudgingly accepted UNIFIL's presence in South Lebanon. In the confusing twists and turns of Lebanese politics, Hezbollah, considered a terrorist group by many, may be the best protection UN forces have against Al-Qaeda. Deborah Amos, NPR News.